More and more Alaska Natives are choosing to use their native language names on social media, at work, and in their everyday lives. It's a cultural shift from previous generations in which many avoided speaking their language, let alone self-identifying with it. Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Davidson, however, has been using her Yupik name professionally for about 20 years. In this first installment of a five-part series on Alaska Native names, Davidson talks about the importance of her name as it relates to her role in Alaska's state government.
Valerie Davidson. My names are Nuchagaluk and Mishamakanan Valerie Davidson. Yupiugo, I am Yupik, and I am Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. I've always used my Yupik name. I didn't actually know I had an English name until I started school. And when I did, I thought I was in big trouble. For me and for Yupik people, our Yupik names tell who we are related to and where we are from. I've used my Yupik name on my business card for years, for probably about 20 years. And one of the reasons I do that, not only on my business cards, but also when I introduce myself, is because I think it's really important for people to know that Alaska Natives are still here, we are relevant, and we do our part to contribute positively to our state. And I think that's especially important for children to hear. One of the things that has been a really nice surprise is when I send emails from my work email address, I always say at the end, Kuyana. And I've been really pleased how many people have started using that. So, for example, when the governor emails me back, he almost always says Kuyana Val. I've had people ask me when I've said Kuyana to them, what's the appropriate word for you're welcome, which is Ang. And people have started using that. And so it's really nice to be able to just by incorporating that into our everyday work, how we're kind of starting to indigenize a little bit state government in a small way, but that's how big things start, is one step at a time.
That was the first in a five-part series on Alaska Native names produced by KTOO's Jennifer Canfield. A link to a longer interview is at our website, alaskapublic.org.